Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Okay, now moving on to health insurance, because Irish Life Health is to increase the price of its policies by an average of 5% from January 2026. That's next January. The company, which has around 500,000 customers, said the price increases will apply for both new customers and existing customers whose renewal is due from January 26 onwards. Irish Life Health had already increased its premiums in January, April and October. VHI and Laya also increased their rates from October 1st by 3% and 4.5% respectively. New entrant Level Health are holding their current rates until February 1st. I'm joined now by Brian Turner, health economist at the Business School in University College Cork, and the head of communications with bonkers.ie, Dara Cassidy. Dara, can I go to you first? Can you just talk me through this latest one? Is this actually the fourth, have I got that right, the fourth increase by Irish Life Health this year?
It is, believe it or not. Last January, they increased prices by 3.7%. Then in April, there was a 2% price hike. Then in October, there was a 3% price hike, and now they've announced today that there is going to be a 5% price hike. So when listeners maybe hear about these price hikes in the news, and this isn't just the case with Irish Life, it's the same with Laya and the other providers, they seem quite manageable, only around 2 or 3%. But unfortunately, when people come to renew in January and February, which is when the vast majority of people renew their health insurance, they are going to be facing three hikes, really, and potentially maybe four hikes. So for Irish Life customers, yes, the prices are going up by another 5% in January. But for a lot of its customers, they're actually going to see their premiums increase by around maybe 10, 11, 12%. And there'll be a few unlucky customers who will see their prices go up by even more, because this is an average price hike across all its policies. Some will obviously go up a little bit more and some will go up less.
Yeah, and we had Dermot Gooden here last week talking us through some tips on, you know, where to change and not to just accept and roll over your policy. But as I said there, all bar the newest entrant into the market there, Level One, all have increased, or Level Health, I should say, all have increased their premiums this over the course of the past year.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just one insurer that's doing this. We are very much in a period of rising prices. It really started around, I suppose, after COVID. There's even been some price reductions during COVID. Some customers of VHI got a little bit of a rebate. Unfortunately, those days are long gone. And it has literally been one price increase after another for the past maybe 3 years. And they're being announced sometimes every 4 or 5 months. So they're really all beginning to add up. There still are, though, Casey, a few things that people can do. If you want, I can just go through them very, very quickly, because it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, I would say to people, just review your policy benefits carefully. We often talk about the dangers of underinsurance, but in rare cases, you can be overinsured too. So, I mean, if you're of a certain age or a certain vintage, you may not need maternity benefits or fertility benefits on your policy anymore. If you're happy with a semi-private room, there's no need to be paying for fully private. So to think about what you're covered. If you're not getting use from the outpatient and day-to-day benefits like GP fees, consultant fees and things like that, maybe look at reducing those. I would say as well that older plans in particular, so those plans that are 5+ years old, don't offer really as much good value as newer ones. So you could find things a little bit better and more affordable with newer plans. And then looking at increasing the excess on your policy as well is also a way that you can maybe save, but obviously make sure that you're still going to be able to pay the excess in the first place. And then finally, you know, don't be afraid to call your insurer. Obviously, you can look at switching, but don't be afraid to call your insurer. Give them your budget and challenge them to find you a policy that works for you at a budget you can afford. Because I will say the insurers, the health insurers, they do a pretty good customer service. They'll want to keep the business. So put it to them to find a policy and a plan that works for you, because there's a lot of choice. It can get very, very difficult to find one that works for you.
That is the case. Yeah, I just got a text in from John in Cork saying, I just got my VHI renewal documents. I'm going from €3,950 to €4,500 for two adults. That's approximately a 16% increase. That's a fairly steep hike.
It is. And look, I mean, everything else seems to be going up. You know, grocery prices are high. No one needs reminding that the cost of energy is high. And really, health insurance is just becoming, unfortunately, I would say, unaffordable for certain groups of people. And the fear is that people are now just really being pushed to the limit in terms of what they can afford. The price, the average price for the adults, like just single adult, is now close to €2,000. And as your caller there, your texter put in, you know, when it comes to family policies, you're looking at prices well in excess of maybe €3,000 or €4,000. And for a lot of families, there's going to have to be, you know, tough decisions made and tough choices. I would say, though, try, you know, only ever get rid of your health insurance as an absolute last resource, because if you do get rid of it and then you decide to take it on in a few years' time, you will have to serve waiting periods again. So look up, see where you can cut back as much as possible while still keeping the policy in place.
That's important. That's an important one to know. Yes, thank you for that. That is Dara Cassidy there from bonkers.ie. And I will bring in Brian Turner now. Brian, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Katie. Thanks for having me on.
What's behind these increases? Because they seem to be coming at us thick and fast at this stage.
They do indeed. And I have to say congratulations on segueing from Christmas horror movies into health insurance price hikes, because I can see a theme running through there. I suppose fundamentally, any insurance policy, the price or the premium of any insurance policy is driven primarily by claims costs. And what we've seen over recent years is claim costs increasing fairly consistently. Now, there are two primary reasons for that. One is we have a growing and an aging population, and therefore a growing and an aging insured population as well. And the second is, so that increases demand for healthcare services. And the second factor is that the cost of medical treatment is increasing all the time. Now, as against that, I suppose the silver lining there is that the quality of medical treatment is increasing all the time as well. So what we find on an ongoing basis is that we have new drugs, new medical devices, new surgical procedures coming on stream, which are almost inevitably more effective, but also more expensive than what they're replacing. So it's higher quality, but it's costing more. So combine that with the increased demands from having more people insured, and we're now at a record number of people insured in Ireland, and the fact that, you know, the age profile is increasing, that's driving claims costs through increased premiums. I say driving premiums through increased claims costs.
I suppose the positive way to look at it is where the medicine is actually keeping more of us alive longer, with more health needs than at that end of our lives.
Exactly. So I suppose, you know, we have in Ireland done extremely well in recent years in terms of increasing life expectancy, much more so than other countries in Europe and beyond. So that is certainly a positive. But obviously that comes with increased costs. And it's not just for the private health insurance market. I mean, we're seeing increased costs in the public health system as well, and internationally. So this isn't a specific issue for Ireland or for the private health insurance market.
And in terms of those private health insurers, how are they doing? Like, how are they very profitable? Are we stuffing their coffers even more?
I wouldn't say they're incredibly profitable. So I suppose VHI is a not-for-profit organisation because it's state-owned. So just looking at their most recent annual report, for 2024, they made a profit of just over 2% of premiums. So, and that's reinvested into the business. The other insurers don't publish the accounts. Yes, but a number of years ago, Colin McCarthy did a report looking at the profitability within the market. And if memory serves me, it was somewhere in the low single digits, maybe around 3-3.5% or thereabouts. So they're making profits in order to stay in the market. Obviously, if it weren't profitable, they wouldn't stay here. But they're certainly not making extraordinary profits, I'd say.
And in terms of the government levy, then that's going up as well next year, isn't it?
It is now. The government levy is part of the risk equalisation scheme. So that's part of a two-pronged approach. So risk equalisation is basically designed to maintain community rating. Now, community rating basically means everybody pays the same for the same plan, subject to some minor exceptions for children, young adults, and members of group schemes. So there's a cross subsidy essentially within the health insurance market, whereby younger and healthier consumers are cross subsidizing older and sicker consumers. And in order to make sure that that is maintained, even if the younger and the older consumers are with different insurers, are with different insurers in different ratios, then we need risk equalization, which basically spreads the cost of the sicker members in the insured community across all of the healthier members, essentially. So to do that, there's the community rating levy, which insurers pay for all of their members. But then that goes into a risk equalization fund. But then from that fund, they then receive payments for older members, for members anytime they're in hospital. So there's a hospital utilization credit, and there's also a high risk, high cost claims pool as well. So they're reimbursed then for the higher costs. So the overall, the scheme is broadly neutral. It's designed to be broadly neutral in terms of costs. So it's not costing much at a market level. What it's doing is it's redistributing the costs.
Okay, but some people get more redistribution than others, as they say. Can I ask you then, like, is there any, this is only going in one direction, isn't it? There is no possibility or any scenario where we could see the price of health insurance coming down.
I don't see it happening in the medium term to, or long term, to be honest. I mean, there may be kind of short term dips if there's maybe a price war or against something like, as was mentioned earlier, about COVID. There have been kind of temporary reductions in premiums, but they're short term. I mean, long term, the aging and the growing population, the advances in medical technologies, they're pretty much long term trends at this stage. So I wouldn't foresee it happening anytime soon. Now, obviously, one thing that people can do is, as I've mentioned earlier on, just look at their cover and look at their policy. Because what we saw during the austerity years, a number of years ago, was premiums were increasing quite rapidly at that stage as well, despite the economic circumstances in which we found ourselves. But a lot of people were just downgrading their level of cover just to maintain their health insurance. So and that is something that is a potential way of managing costs. But obviously, there's only so much of that people can do before the question then has to be asked, well, is it still worth my while having health insurance?
Indeed. Indeed. Brian, we leave it there. This is Brian Turner, health economist at the Business School in University College Cork.